K-Rock, the classic rock station. How's it going? It's Rick on No Repeat Workday. And with me this afternoon, Matt Simpson of the Ark of the Emerald Coast. Buddy, welcome. Glad to have you here again.
Hey, Rick. Glad to be here.
All right. So, this past weekend, we were with Ark of the Emerald Coast and the American Legion in Niceville for the poker run again. And it was great. You saw some of the activity.
I did. It was so fun. I got to be at one of the posts up in Navarre. And So seeing our friends roll up in the street and into the post. And it's just amazing to see that community support. And I brought my little son up there. And they even let us go in a little biker bar.
Nice, nice. We've noticed this in several biker events that we've done over the last couple of years. And bikers still sometimes get a bad reputation, but these guys and gals are the most loving, giving bunch you've ever seen.
I mean, they're the backbone of our society. I mean, those are war vets. Those are your old school people that God doesn't make them like that anymore. They should be cherished and loved. They're a great group of people. And you're right. You know, the idea that they're all rebels and handlebars and is they may have handlebar mustaches, but they're very kind. And what they do to the Ark and it just shows how kind and hearted they are at heart. Yeah,
really good stuff. In a nutshell, what is the Ark of the Emerald Coast?
We are a local Ark agency, part of the Ark as a whole. So our individual Ark agency in Fort Walton serves children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so we have a variety of programs and services for those living that life. And we exist to provide the best possible solutions and exist to serve those and those facing disabilities in every way.
And part of, of course, any of the care like this, there is a cost involved, not only for the staff and running the operation to the folks that work in your group homes and all that. There is a cost involved in all this. And you're not a big corporate organization, right, much like Omni Radio that has deep pockets and can get whatever it is. You guys have to work through fundraisers to do this, right?
Yeah, like the normal process of nonprofits, there is a deficiency in funding that we get from the state and from the clients that are afforded certain privileges along with the Medicare. So to continue to operate, continue to provide the services and solutions for these children and adults, a couple hundred that we serve in our community, it does require effort on our part. We have some great donors. We have some great charitable partnerships that we are proud to be a part of. But this individual fundraiser, Burning of the Beaches, that we have is a direct impact for our programs annually. So we rely on that. We rely on the support of the drivers and the sponsors. So it's our part to roll up our sleeves for the children and adults that we serve to provide what they need for every day in their life.
Excellent. And as you mentioned, Burning Up the Beaches is coming at you May 1st, 2025. It's going to be an awesome event. This will be my third or fourth in time jumping into this thing. It's one of the only car shows that I personally do. I believe in the cause, and I love the people that I've met over the years. And a couple of years, I think it was like, not last year, but the year before that, I won a bunch of prizes during the gravel. It was great.
We're glad to have you around. You're a very great benefit, for us.
Well, so what we want to do here is invite you, if you have a car. Now, it doesn't have to be a truly fancy car. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it, aftermarket kind of stuff. But if you would like to be involved in a camaraderie of people that love cars,
that's what it's about.
Then we invite you to join us at Burning Up the Beaches Thursday, May 1st. On Friday, there's going to be a cruise with stops along the Gulf Coast. Yeah. And then a big 80s themed dinner party. And then Saturday, moving over to the Destin Commons. First of all, you want to get involved? Website is burningupthebeaches.com, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It has all the logistics on there. All of our sponsors are represented. The itinerary of the day. There's a great photo album, past events. There's a video of last year's highlight video. So you can see a behind the scenes look at this event. So we welcome you to go stop by there. It has a registration link. Again, all makes and models are welcome. But it's open to the public. It's live entertainment Friday and Saturday, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and if you want to do motorcycles, we can do that too.
Absolutely. It is a car and motorcycle show, and so we do welcome that community. So American Legion or whoever is involved that has a bike that wants to show it off, come on down 98, burn up the beaches, and we'll have a spot for you.
Now, the idea is to get this I'm hoping, as big as cruising the coast out of Biloxi. That's what I'm looking
for. That's the gold standard, for sure.
That is. Thousands upon thousands of cars. We're looking for that. Now, somebody just wants to do this burning up the beaches for a day. Can they do that?
That's correct. They can do a cruise only. And again, you can go on our website and sign up for a cruise only. We got some amazing stops. You go to our website, go to our Facebook page. We're releasing those stops every week from here on out to the big event. Our first stop's going to be at Gulf Coast of Motors. And second event, third stop, you'll just have to stay tuned. We already have those stops locked and loaded, but it's a lot of fun. It'll be starting around 8:30 over at Gulf Custom Motors, and we'll move on throughout the coast. We'll burn up the beach up 98 and end in Fort Walton at the Gulf.
And Jason Schaefer, a well-known connected member of the car community, has given us some pointers on how to make this thing work. And he's been a lot of fun. And Jason, as you well know, is always there for a good heart, a good cause, and we love him. And we're so glad to have his input on all this.
He's already made a great impact on me and given me extremely great, wise amount of advice to make things great for our car community. And that we're taking that into consideration every day.
If you'd like to be a part of this, along with K-Rock and many other vendors, including Eglin Federal Credit Union is also involved.
O'Reilly
Auto Parts, FPL is going to be there too.
That's right. And Sunshine Financial.
So we got all kinds of folks, and you can be a part of that. If you'd like to be a sponsor, you're welcome to do that. Contact the website again. There's all kinds of information there. And if you'd like to ride, you can do it. And it's not that costly, is it?
No. We have a good discount for our locals. We have a day of cruise only. You could buy if you just want to cruise. You got something going on Saturday. You just want to do a cruise on Friday. Or if you just want to do the day of show, that's also available.
So sign up today. BurningUpTheBeaches.com is where you'll find all of that information. And we will get a total from the motorcycle ride with the American Legion coming up later on this week, maybe.
We're so blessed for that. Yes.
And we'll get you back in with Skyler and talk about that, too, because that's exciting.
Wonderful.
So, again, Burning Up the Beach is coming at you May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Ark of the Emerald Coast is the beneficiary, doing great work, doing God's work for all of humankind, man.
Praise God.
We can do it. Thank you very much, Matt. More great classic rock and roll continues right here on K-Rock.